الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله. My dear brothers, we find after the Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah, and all the namazes also, the Sunnah of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام to engage in Tasbih Fatimi. Tasbih Fatimi is a very powerful wazifa given to us by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها once, say Ali told her, why don't you go to your father and ask him for a khadim, for a servant, it will help you in the house. So she felt a bit shy. She went to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He was busy. He had some slaves that had come. So she returned. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw her. So he went and asked Fatima, you came? What was the reason? O Nabi of Allah. So Ali replied and he said, O Nabi of Allah, look at her hands, how hard she works in the house. She needs a khadim, she needs a worker, needs an assistant in the house. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told her, oh, my beloved Fatima, read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Some narrations say 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar. Then we end it with La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. This is better for you than all the slaves in the world. Allah will give you the physical strength and the spiritual strength also. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha heard this, after every salah we read it, and also before sleeping. Ulama say the person who reads Tasbih Fatimi before he sleeps, then Allah will wake him up in the morning fresh. He's fresh for ibadat. So all these are beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but very important. How we read our tasbihat, how we read our Quran Sharif, as we like our food 100%, very nice, but be presented well also. So we should present our salah, our Quran tirawat, our tasbihat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in a manner he loves it. Like in the hips classes also, a boy will come read his sabak or his sabak door or door, haphazard. Ustaz gets upset, how are you reading Quran Sharif? Read properly, read with tajweed. So in the same way, when you read our salah, the speed we read sometime our sunnahs and nafil, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Ar-Rahim. If you have to translate that into English, the speed we are reading, we can imagine now who listened to us speaking in English so fast. So how we read our salah also correctly, where we take pride in our Quran tilawat. Or Tasbih Fatimi also. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Khalifa Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained one time that to read our wazifas with quality, to read with muhabbat, with love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. See, the person goes to a foreign country and there he has an eye for trees, for plants, for flowers. So he sees one of the hosts in the house, he sees in his garden he's got a very beautiful plant over there. So he asks him, what plant is this? From which family it belongs to? And the whole thing, discussion takes place. How can I take this back home? He says, no, you need license for it. Certain way to pack it also. Then you got to load it through the plane. And when you take it back home also, you got to make sure you don't put it too much in the sun, too much in the shade, so much of water you have to give it. So he brings it home. All that pain he takes to bring it back home. Now with muhabbat, with pride, and what takes his time also, takes out time Saturday afternoon, he calls the boy, dig a hole over here, he checks where the sun is now, zawal time also, sunrise, sunset, plant it in a very good spot, nobody must tramp it, nobody must knock it also, puts a sign there, be careful. But there's no guarantee whether you see the fruits of the plant of the tree. But he takes so much of care for it, just for one tree only. For one tree only, and he hopes one day, maybe somebody will enjoy the shade and the fruit of that tree. Subhanallah, this is just for one tree, one plant, people take pride in it in dunya. Subhanallah, Allah says one tree for you in Jannat. One tree for you in Jannat, and what a tree also. Allah Ta'ala says, it comes in Hadith Sharif, one tree in Jannat, it will take the fastest horse rider to cover the shade of one branch more than 100 years. What a big tree. If you understand this is one tree in Jannat, how big it is. Person takes out his time after Fajr Salah, and he reads it. How that person took time to plant the tree of pride. That's how we should read our tasbihat also. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. With feeling of the heart, Ya Allah, you are free, you are pure from all blemishes, from all mutanazzah. Allah Ta'ala is completely pure, clean, and Allah Ta'ala is free from any type of shortcoming. To take, and when we say subhanallah, doesn't make Allah Ta'ala more pure. We become more pure and clean. Therefore we say from the heart, Subhanallah, I'm cleaning my heart out. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, When we say to the feeling of the heart, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, praises for you, Allah will also make you praiseworthy. Allah will show your good qualities to the makhluk also. We say, Alhamdulillah, what a student of deen, what a hafiz al-Quran. See how he reads his Quran Sharif. Just because we take pride now with tasbihat, Allahu Akbar. We say properly. Now, sometimes we didn't learn tajweed in the madrasa. We say, Allahu Akbar. Said Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Iqamah we hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. One breath, four times, Allahu Akbar. That is the sunnah way. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. One breath, the two ashhadu an. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The two one breath. Hayya ala as-salah, hayya ala as-salah. Mustahab to move the head to the right side. Is that حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة then حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح one breath then one breath we conclude الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله should learn sunnah tariqah sometime muazzin is out here we're giving iqama correctly so tasbih fatimi after fajr we are reading it then after zuhur also we read after asr also after maghrib also after isha also then before we sleep 6 times a day So we got already more than 100 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Now we can imagine that one tree, Allah Ta'ala plants for us in Jannat. How big that tree is. We know when it comes to the rules of agriculture, when they're doing planting for trees, for paper, etc., they know those trees are very, very high, very long trees. So the way they plant it also, they plant one tree here, they won't plant the next one right next to it. Be 1 meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, plant the next tree. Because the branches now grow very much out. So we need the space also. So accordingly, they have such a big plot of land. If you understand now tasbih Fatimi, we will read 6 times a day. 6 times a day we're planting 1 tree, what 1 subhanallah, 1 alhamdulillah, 1 Allahu Akbar. Then if the tree is so big, we can understand now the next tree Allah Pak is going to plant it. 1,000 miles away, 1,000 kilometers away. So we can understand every day how we can increase our plot in Jannat. Every day how we can increase our plot in Jannat just by Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Just as be a Fatimi, how increasing our plot in Jannat. What a big plot. Yeah, ulama say that when we have one building in this dunya, how much pride we take. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that this entire dunya put together is that equal to the wing of a mosquito. Ask somebody now, how many wings a mosquito has, we don't even know. So insignificant that mosquito is, you want to kill it in the first place. You want to kill the mosquito, we don't even know how many wings it has. But the entire dunya put together, is that even equal to the wing of a mosquito? So our Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib, Tama Barakatuh says, let's take it for example, that dunya is equal to the wing of a mosquito. Take the entire dunya put together and try to make it fit now this little wing of the mosquito. We put it there. Now I've got one property in Durban. Say now zoom in a little bit. We're zooming into dunya. And now come, now the entire dunya is there, come into Africa. Now carry on zooming into Africa, and now you come into South Africa, right at the bottom. Now you're looking for KZN. Zooming even more, now it's getting even more blur, you can't really see what's happening. So you come into KZN. Now in KZN, look for Durban, he came into Durban. Look for Overport, he came into Overport. He said, now look for the street where your building is. You've got so many flats there, so many properties, Alhamdulillah. Now I'm looking for my building. As you're zooming in, coming to your building, just on the edge of the wing of the mosquito, about to fall off there. But it's my dunya. I've got so much in dunya, Alhamdulillah. Allah can give us big, big plots in Jannat. Just being here for Salah every day, making my tasbih Fatimi, and just increasing my plot in Jannah, then my 12 rakat sunnahs every day, subhanallah, getting my palaces, Allah is building for me, in all these plots. Then, our Honorable Shaykh teaches us also, that all the spots we have and hobbies we have, Allah will give us a private beach in Jannah. How much you going to have majah in this world? Take picnic here and outing there. Just go in the path of Allah. Go to ulama-i karam, sit by them, learn our deen. How beautiful our deen is. That how we become real, true ashiks and lovers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hafiz al-Quran also. How we become ashik and lovers of Quran Sharif. Just one beautiful incident we read recently also. That what it is to love Quran Sharif. To live by Quran, to die by Quran. They're not only to read the Quran, but even Quran say haram is haram for me. What is halal for me. But you find the happiest boy, unfortunately, as the boys in Durban also, that when he comes to the school, who's the naughtiest boy in the class? And when I ask them also, the naughtiest boy with the biggest smile, they say, he's the naughtiest boy. And you see how many boys are smiling already. I say, the Hafiz al-Quran, he's the happiest boy in the class. I say, why the happiest boy is always the naughtiest boy in the class? He's got the chamak on his face, that handsomeness, he's got the shine on his face, the shine of Quran Sharif. And he's got the most guts in the class also. I say, how come he's the naughtiest and he's the smartest? Allah Ta'ala has given him the handsomeness also, is a Hafiz boy. Why? Because behind the Hafiz boy is the most amount of shaitans behind him. Want to take him away from his Quran Sharif, he mustn't read Quran, he must do naughty things in his life. So if he becomes a real Hafiz of Quran, Ashiq of Quran, makes mashura with the ustaz, how Allah Pak will save him. There was one girl mentioned, she writes an article, she writes one post, and she says, a very affluent family from Karachi, very rich. And they have the masis that work for them, little girls that work for them, 17, 18 years old. So she says it was a storming day in Karachi. Afternoon, she had a new novel in her hand. Hafiz al-Quran, he reads Quran Sharif only. There's no time for anything else, for PlayStation, Xbox, etc. How it boggles the mind. It blocks all the Quranic ayats. Recently, when Alim was telling me also, he went to a madrasa for imtihan, to test the boys their Quran door. So he called the boy. He says, start reading certain para. So the boy is looking at the wall in front of him and he starts, A'udhu Bismillah, and he starts reading Quran. All of a sudden he's blank. So that mumtahin, the examiner, is trying to catch his attention. But he carry on reading. He's gone blank. He's going to a spell, some jadu on him or something. Finally he woke up. He said, Maulana, sorry, maaf. He said, what happened to you? He said, my mind just wandered. Where your mind went to? He's now smiling. He said, can't tell you. He says, no, but what happened to you all of a sudden? You read Quran Sharif, you've gone blank all of a sudden. And Hafiz boy says to her, I just went blank in Tarawih. But nobody went blank in Surah Fatiha. They say, you went blank because you don't know your work. Surah Fatiha, you don't go blank. Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sab Rahimah, has to say, Hafiz boy, don't go blank in Surah Fatiha. Because he knows it. Blank because the Quran is a pakka. Quran is pakka, he'll read like a machine gun, mashallah. He'll carry on flowing. So this boy went blank all of a sudden. But what happened to you? Then he says, last night, my father bought for me one new PlayStation. He bought some game, FIFA or something. So from last night, I'm planning my entire team. So now I was reading Quran Sharif, the entire team came on the wall in front of me. Which player to pick right now? So I forgot we are reading. How the mind now got rewired. Just because of one game only. So this girl, she says, now I sat down, it was storming day, had a new novel I purchased from the shop, just plopped into my bed, and about to open my novel, got coffee in my hand, cappuccino in my hand, the masi that is working for me, because it was storm outside, she couldn't leave the house. So she sat on the corner of the room. And she's looking outside at the storm. She couldn't leave. So this girl says, then she turned to me, maybe 17, 18 year old girl, illiterate, hasn't been to school, no education, no maktab, nothing. Because she's working here from the time she was young in the house. Then she says, Ma, can I make wuzu please, I want to read Quran Sharif. She said, when she told me this, like a thunderbolt hit my heart. I'm about to sit down in my bed, all cushions around me, novel in my hand, put my cell phone in the other hand, put my cappuccino coffee ready for me, and this masi is working in my house, who I think, all we think in our hearts, so Allah forgive us. We think sometime this boy washing my car, ready now, he must be holding on to kalima a little bit, where he's going to go to Jannat? They also, he might work for me in Jannat also. We don't know. That worker we have kalima in his heart. We don't know Qiyamati Jannat, he might be on my head also sitting in a higher Jannat than me. But we think now South Africa is super Muslim, that Allah Pakhe was dunya also. So we already advanced Jannati. Some people is so advanced Jannati, they feel now we don't have to keep beard also, because Jannati won't have beard. So here also, I'm already Jannati, come thigi already. I'm going to Jannat, one way ticket. Allah Ta'ala save us. We don't know what our condition will be. We have to make the effort of Jannat. So she says, she asked me to make wuzu. So I told her, you can use the bathroom, the same bathroom you clean every day. Bathroom, toilet. So she made wuzu and she came out. This young girl said, I'm looking at this masi, this girl working for me. So much nur on her face, the tricklets of water that is dropping down from her face. And our Ustaz Sheikh tells us also, we should see nur in all these things, nur in the wuzu water also. When you make wuzu, to make wuzu correctly, there's nur in that pani also. When you hear the name of Allah, now the azan is going, no time to reply. We're still talking on the cell phone. He said, we should be so happy to hear the name of my Allah. When we go sometime, Durban Central, Green Street Masjid, West Street Masjid, azan is going, our localities, azan is going on the loudspeaker, we should feel so happy in our heart, Ya Allah, your name, even the kafir has to hear it. He has no choice. We should get happy listening to the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But the hearts have become so now, so dead and so complacent. We don't feel anything hearing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But myself, you know, in the morning we'll wake up and eyes hardly can open. First thing we take the cell phone. And we open to see, and we see the EFT came through. Hey, subhanAllah, he paid finally. The smile comes on the face because the money came into the bank account. He said, there we're smiling, there we're saying subhanAllah. Hear the name of Allah, we should become so ecstatic, my Allah's name has been taken right now. So that girl, she said, I look at this Masi walks in, with all this water on her face. And she says, Ma, can I borrow your Quran Sharif? He says, now, Ya Allah, my Quran Sharif. When's the last time I opened my Quran? She said, I'm feeling so embarrassed. She said, I put my novel one side, I got off the bed, I went to the shelf, and I took out my Quran, and I was compelled to take a tissue to dust off the dust of the Quran Sharif. I don't know the last time I opened my Quran Sharif. So I cleaned it, and I gave it to her. She sat on one side of the room, she borrowed one cushion from me, and she put the Quran on it. So she says, I'm sitting on my bed looking at her. She says, in my heart, I know she can't read Quran Sharif. I want to see what she's going to do. Because I know she's been working here, has been to madrasa also. And where she's got love for Quran and taqwa in her heart. She says, anyway, she opened the Quran Sharif, it was the wrong side. So she said, I gave a smile. I was right, she doesn't know how to read Quran. So she opened the Quran slowly, wrong side. And she's looking, and she's looking. And slowly she turned it around. She turned it the right side. She turned a few pages. And then she came to whoever she wanted to read. And she says, then, I see her lips moving. She takes her finger, and she begins to move it on the letters, tracing the letters. She says, I'm looking at her. She really can read Quran Sharif. She said, now I had to ask her. So I asked her, oh Masi, Quran par sakti ho. She said, oh young girl, can you read Quran Sharif? So when I asked her that, can you read Quran? Then she choked all of a sudden. And she held her breath, and tears came to her eyes, and the tears started flowing. She looked down. She said, Ma, nahi par sakti ho. I can't read Quran Sharif. What are you doing then? She said, this is my habit every day. When I leave your house, I go home, I make my wuzu, I put my Quran Sharif, I open it. The only thing I can do, I can trace the letters. I sit for 1 hour, only tracing the letters. Example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. The qaf, she'll make it with the finger, then the lam, then the ha. And she says in my heart, in my lips, I move and say, Ya Allah, one day you'll teach me to read Quran Sharif. For 1 hour I just say to Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Piyara Allah, you'll teach me to read Quran Sharif. So every day I read my Quran for 1 hour. She says, Ya Allah, if I want, I can just open the cell phone, get somebody online to teach me to read Quran Sharif. But no desire, no love for Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala, give us that love for Quran. Tasbihat, dhikrullah, to take out our time. The hafiz al-Quran also, Allah Ta'ala, put the ishq and love for Quran in our hearts. They were reading Quran all the time. When we go to the hifz class of muhabbat and love, and the parents also, parents very, very important. Today we have this temperament and this mizaj that, Mama, I'm taking out my son for 1 year only, and he's going back to school. That the school is so important. The school is farz. We should make niyat, Ya Allah, this child, I'm taking it out from school, Ya Allah, his life is Quran Sharif. And whoever read Quran, Allah never deprived. So the barakat of Quran Sharif, the name of Allah, the entire world is existing right now. And when it comes to the Hafiz boys, for us as parents to understand what Allah has chosen in my home right now, subhan, we can't even understand right now. Very quickly we'll explain, Allah Ta'ala, give tawfiq. When my child is sitting at home to learn his sabak at night, Allahu Akbar, if only we understand right now. When he came to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah looked at the hearts of mankind that time. And he chose the Sahaba for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose Abu Bakr Siddiq, عمر بن خطاب, عثمان غني, علي بن أبي طالب, and all the Sahaba for the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose them. Inna alina jam'ahu wa qur'ana. Allah says, my promise, alina jam'ahu. It is our responsibility to preserve the Qur'an in the hearts of the Huffaz. Allah says, my job, my responsibility. Wa qur'ana, and to make tilawat of Qur'an in the tongues of the Qurra. If you understand this ayat only, alina jam'ahu, just as Allah Ta'ala chose the Sahaba ikram, Allah looks with his nazar of shafqat and qabuliyat in the houses of the Muslims. Allah chooses little boys, that boy from that house, that boy from that house. That heart I've accepted, that heart I've accepted to preserve my Quran Sharif. What's the Quran Sharif? That's the speech of the President, the Prime Minister. He gave a speech. As if now, when we hear now, Prime Minister, President will make an announcement. And at 8 o'clock now he'll be live on the Haram television. How the whole family gets together, as if Wahi is going to come down now. ICJ is going to make an announcement. You all have to listen properly. Mr. President is going to speak. What's going to happen? The budget for the year. As if Wahi is coming down. Wahi is happening in my house every night. Where my little son is sitting, opening his Quran. Very important for the Hafiz boy has to sit in a central place. And he should read so loud Quran Sharif that the neighbors can hear also. He must read Quran with a loud voice. Attack the malaika. Hafiz boy reads softly, he can't learn sabak. He must read loudly, mother, father, all must hear in the house. It's Quran time now. He also must read the Quran that time. But when he is reading his Quran in the night, what's happening, my dear brothers? I'll explain to you. When he comes in the morning to give his sabak, now he's reading by the ustaz. And when he gets stuck, you see the Hafiz boy what he does. He's looking like that up. As if Jibreel is going to come just now. Waiting. Then he gets it. And now he's moving again. Where he got it from? Well, Mazhar Sahib says, take the Hafiz boy, take him for an MRI scan, or CAT scan, or brain scan. Scan his entire brain, his body, his heart. You won't find one letter of Quran anywhere in that body or mind. Where is the Quran preserved? Where he's getting it from? When he's reading the Quran Sharif, where is it coming from? Now his heart is linked to the Roda, to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His heart has become the mirror of the heart of Nabi alayhi salam. What a heart! In a little body of his is connected directly to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's connected to the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's pulling it from there. But now I'm going to put him in school. I put all the science and the geography and all the other sciences of dunya. What Allah has put in my son's heart, my grandson's heart. Allah take him further for Quran Sharif. Make him famous in the world also. Make him a top alim of deen. But understand what he's reading Quran Sharif. Move the people's hearts. This is my investment for my life. So when he's reading Quran Sharif at night in the home, he's learning that time. Then we can't take that boy next day to some mall and he must go there with two lengths here and his pants below his ankles and he's wearing all kuffar style of kapra and clothing, etc. You're a representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ambassador. What do you have in your heart right now? At night he was reading his Quran Sharif. Ulama explained, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his pen of wahi and revelation is writing the ayat in the little heart of his. Allah is inscribing it. Because I've chosen this heart for Quran Sharif. If you understand what we have in our homes, our hips classes, subhanAllah, we'll give our life for this, ya Allah. Quran Sharif. That's why Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib mentioned, rahmatullah alayhi, it is my aqidah and my firm belief. That young boy, that young girl who goes to maktab and madrasa, he learns Quran when they're ma'asum and they're small. He said, I believe firmly in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that child, no matter how he may go off the track, but I have yaqeen in Allah and a firm belief in Allah, because they learned Quran when they were small, they will die upon iman. They will come back, Quran will pull them back. That is why it's important for us to see in our families Quran, ulama, Allah ta'ala produces them. If I don't have, then we have outlying areas. Adopt a young child, I'll pay for his fees, or the alim, or the ustaz, that this is my investment. So one is our tasbih Fatimi. We take pride in it. We're building our jannat. And our Hibs boys, Allah Ta'ala, give them the love of Quran Sharif. And when they read Quran Sharif, the love of deen must come in their heart. That will come now when we have love of Quran in our heart. Your life is for Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala chose my son, my grandson. Now you just move ahead. You just learn your Quran Sharif. Like this girl in Karachi. What love for Quran. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Every day we take our time to hold Quran, to love Quran, to kiss Quran Sharif. And the Hafiz boy, very important, how he must respect the Quran Sharif. Today we find, unfortunately, where he leaves the Quran in the back of the car. Whole weekend is there, but he won't leave his cell phone over there. 2 o'clock in the morning, he wake up, hey, my cell phone is in the car. Must go take it out. Quran, I'll leave it there. In the cubby hole sometime. No, we have a special place. Special place. We can't leave Quran Sharif top of the TV, top of the PlayStation. Maulana says that we complain there's jadu in the house. Who's making the jadu? We're making jadu. We have Quran Sharif, wahi of Allah, we have a haram thing underneath. They say when this takraw is, now when there's a battle between haq and batil, what's going to happen? If you put a steel pot in the microwave, what's going to happen? Explosion. So there'll be explosion in the house. Hafiz of Quran, watching TV, how can that happen? Watching movie, YouTube, how can that happen? What he has in the heart, there's going to be a big conflict now. There'll be explosion right now. You're looking at haram things, put the Quran in the wrong place, there's no barakat, no khair. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to make our home Sharia compliant also. And to make our life Sharia compliant. What is halal? To consider halal. What is haram? To be haram. And last point, when it comes to our food also. Now our Hazrat explained to us, there was one boy doing hifz in America. Can't get moving. 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months, same para is carrying on. Say maybe something wrong with him. Took him to a psychologist. Psychologist say take him to the dietitian. Maybe something wrong with his diet. So they took him to the dietitian. And to the dietitian, white woman, American woman, first question she asked the parents, say, what food does he eat? Mother is working, father is working, well, we take away food. So just change his diet. Let him eat home food. Even if it's simple food, let him eat home food. What he could not do in 2 years, he did in 6 months. Just the food change only. Barakah of the mother's food, home food, no takeaway food, alhamdulillah. Zikr of the mother, the cry of the mother, the fikr of the mother, the nur of that came in the boy's heart. He said, unbelievable, this American, a white woman told the parents, he wanted to excel in his vernacular, in his madrasa, in his school, just change his diet only. Let him eat healthy and good food. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi understanding, the food we feed our children, our families, our tasbihat, our Quran tilawat. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallah.